Hello, this is Senator Barack Obama, and today is Monday, January 8th, 2007. This week, and probably the week to follow, we are going to start talking about ethics legislation here in Washington. We started on this path last year, didn't get done what I think needed to get done, and on Election Day, the American people sent a clear message to Washington. They said, clean up your act. After a year in which too many scandals revealed the influence of special interests in Washington, it's no surprise that a lot of incumbents were defeated, and polls said that corruption was the grievance cited most frequently by voters. Now, I don't think this was a partisan issue. I don't think this message was intended only for one party or for one politician. You know, we've already started hearing reports that corporations are recruiting lobbyists with Democratic connections to carry their water in the next Congress. And that's why it's not just enough to change the players. We've got to change the game. You know, Americans put their faith in Democrats because they wanted us to restore their faith in government. And that has to mean more than window dressing when it comes to ethics reform. You know, last year, I was hopeful that the scandals would start shaming Congress into meaningful ethics legislation. After the headlines faded, so did the enthusiasm for reform. And the ethics bill that ultimately emerged from the Senate was sufficiently watered down that I felt compelled to vote against it. This time around, we need to do more. And let me just mention a couple things that I think we need to do in whatever legislation emerges this year. We need to fully ban meals and gifts. No free travel, subsidized travel on private jets. We've got to close the revolving door to ensure that Capitol Hill service, whether as a member of Congress or as a staffer, isn't all about lining up a high-paying lobbying job. We shouldn't have a situation where a House committee chairman shepherds through a Medicare prescription drug bill and then turns around and suddenly gets a job as the pharmaceutical industry's top lobbyist. The other thing real reform means is real enforcement. You know, we've got to take the politics and partisanship out of ethics investigations. You know, I have long proposed a nonpartisan, independent ethics commission that would act as the American people's public watchdog over Congress, staffed by former judges, former members of Congress from both parties, and this commission would allow any citizen to report possible ethic violations by lawmakers, staff members, or lobbyists. And once a potential violation is reported, the commission would have the authority to conduct investigations and issue subpoenas, gather records, call witnesses, and provide a report to the Justice Department or the House and Senate Ethics Committees. All of this stuff available for all citizens to read. You know, I think this would improve the current process in two ways. Number one, it would take politics out of the fact-finding process. Second, it would exert greater public pressure on Congress to punish wrongdoing quickly and severely. Now, there are other people who've got other good ideas on enforcement, and I'm open to all options. But what I know is that we've got to restore the American people's confidence in the ethics process by ensuring that political self-interest can no longer prevent politicians from enforcing ethics rules. The fact of the matter is we can't change the way Washington works unless we first change how Congress works. On November 7th, the voters gave us a chance as Democrats to do this, but if we miss the opportunity, then the American people might not give us another one, so I'm hopeful that we take it up. It's been great talking to you. Thanks for listening to my podcast. By the way, if you guys ever have questions or issues that you want to talk to me about, send us an email at obama.senate.gov/contact. That's obama.senate.gov/contact. You can always reach us that way, and we can get your feedback. All right. Talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.